Jamie.
And today, because Matty had to quickly rush to work, so the original plan of watching Puppet Master 3 went out the window until tonight. Today, instead, we decided to... Well, it's something I've always wanted to say to people, just for the whole, what the hell am I watching reaction? But not a bad, what the hell am I watching reaction. More like a confused sort of what the hell am I watching reaction, wasn't it?
But yeah, because it's sort of like... An entire series has been removed, and we're on the last episode of that series.
Alright, so we just say.
No context.
So we say what we were watching?
Yeah.
Alright, for those who don't know, back in 1996, two Japanese only release VHS OVAs were released called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Analog of the Super Mutant, or. Legend of the Super Mutants, depending on the translation. Basically, the two Japanese direct-to-VHS OVAs of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, based on the cartoon at the time. Like, we watched the first one, which in my opinion is the weaker of the two. Where the plot is, we find out a mystical being called Chris Mew appears... That sounds weird, Chris Mew. Because the way I say it sounds like Chris Mew. Like a bad, bad Big Brother contestant. And today's winner is Chris Mew!
I was thinking more like Pokemon's Mew.
Yeah.
Mew just cosplays as a human and goes on Big Brother. Chris Mew, what do you want to say about the racism allegations?
Chris Mew, Chris Mew! Meow, meow, meow! Meow, meow, meow! Meow, meow, meow! Meow!
That would be amazing if you had all of the Pokemon in the Big Brother house. How amazing would that be?
There's too many now. There's like, what, 500?
Well, just sort of like the main, if you like, Meowth, Charizard,
Pikachu. And tonight in the Big Brother house, Squirrel's got some explaining to do. Squirrel, Squirrel, Squirrel! Subtitles. It's not my fault. Charmander was totally coming on to me.
Cha 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 cha! Hey, it's not my fault school has a giant dick! I'm not the one that's married!
And then Chris the
Pika, Pika, Pikachu, choo, Pikachu!
And just saw Pikachu go,
oh, that ass to keep his fucking mouth shut and not blank to the papers! Fucking little shit!
Then Meow's like,
why the fuck am I in this house? This is fucking bullshit! All these people are fucking idiots! I work with two on a daily basis!
I don't like to be like the guy who won the third series and like sleeps through the entire thing and wakes up at the end.
Doesn't even realise he's in the big with the house. He's like, where the fuck am I? I bet, yeah, opening night, they all get pissed and he's like, oh. And they're like, how many days is it in big with that? 90.
It's 40, isn't it?
What's it, 40?
I've been
for a long time.
And then it's like, and the final contestant is Snorlax! Yay, Snorlax! He's like, how long have I been asleep? 90 odd days? Holy shit! Did I win? Oh yeah! Holy shit! Sorry, we're already off topic.
Way, way off topic.
So basically, this magical Navi, like in Legend of Zelda Fairy named Chris Mew, appears and gives these turtles mutation crystals, which lets them activate their super mutation. What is super mutation, I hear you ask? Basically, they go from regular turtles into mutated, borderline, muscular Power Rangers style turtles with basic Japanese redesigns.
I didn't think they were that bad myself.
Yeah, because you hated the final transformation.
Oh, yeah, then all four can then mutate together, Digimon style, into Saint Mutation.
I did not like it because it kind of reminded me of a really cheesy Batman mask.
It was a mutation. So to be fair, if they had a giant robot, if they combined into a giant robot instead, you think that would have been less...
Well, there was also just stuffed in then. There wasn't enough build-up or anything to actually give it any purpose.
Oh, by the way, folks, at the same time as this, Krang, Shredder and their forces find dark mutation crystals, which mutate Bebop and Rocksteady into sort of understandable mutations, but instead mutate are very bizarrely redesigned, almost like the mutant Shredder at the end of Turtles 2. You know, this new animated Shredder, essentially, into a weird-looking robot
phoenix.
Dragon.
It looked like a phoenix to me.
It was a dragon.
Well, it looked like a phoenix to me. Like
it was
a bird.
A dragon, wasn't it? It was a mecha
dragon. Sort of
dragon
thing.
Yeah, it was a mecha dragon.
I said phoenix because I thought it looked good.
I'm still trying to figure out, okay. Bebop Rocksteady, I can stand. You've already redesigned Shredder. And now, with Dark Mutation Crystal, he mutates into a robot dragon.
Yeah.
They change his character design that so many times, it's like, why don't they start off with the original?
I liked the mutation, the remutation of the pig and the...
Bebop and Rocksteady.
And Shredder, I didn't mind. But the turtles, I just didn't like.
Would you say this felt like a really bizarre one-off fanfic? Like the writers put in all their own ideas and just sort of blown their load on the first chapter?
It wasn't the first chapter, it was the last chapter.
Well, this is a one-off release. They did a second one which does not mention this first one, does not mention Chris Mew, but instead introduces this animal robot body armour that the turtles wear.
It does seem like random ass shit. You know, like the Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
It's never the same episode. Let's just do this and see if people like it.
Well, it's a horror anthology. You can understand that. This is like if Michelangelo ate too much cheese pizza, went to bed and dreamt this, which I could actually believe. In fact, that's how they could have, like, re-edited it for a US release. You know, at the end, it just cuts to some US soft footage, and Mark keeps going like, oh man, I had this weirdest dream, and you were there, Leo, and you were there, Raph, and you were there, Donnie, and you were there, Master Splinter. We're doing gay things, were we? No. Oh, thank God for that.
And then Chris Mew turns up and is like, no, it was real after all.
Wait, if your feet, does that mean that means feet?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus God, and Tyler wave it to him. Right, for those who wonder, apparently this nappy thing called Chris Mew appears, tells him, yeah, bad shit's going down. Because Krang's found this dark mutation crystal, which he's trying to power by wiping out entire stars to awaken the Dark Mew, who basically, as soon as he wakes up, he wants two things. Her coffee, and to blow up all the universe.
But Adam pointed something out about the stars. What did you say, Adam?
It was just... It didn't really have any purpose towards the entire thing, to be honest.
Just power the baddie.
And why did it start off with the Earth power? They're going to destroy the Earth anyway.
Maybe they just need Dark Mew, but anywho. So, Shredder and his goons are distracting the turtles, while Splinter and Chris Mew break into the Technodrome to try and stop Krang awakening Dark Mew, while April's too busy getting the big scoop. Yeah!
She's hilarious in a helicopter. Just hovering around the city, which has been...
Oh, it gets better. Splinter's able to break in the Technodrome because apparently Krang sent the foot soldiers on vacation.
And they did the whole foot soldiers blasting off again!
Yeah, this was released, made and released in 1996. So I'm going to ask the question, which Jamie and Crooks asked, did Nintendo whip them off? The foot soldiers are blasting off again! Or was it just a translation error?
It definitely was just like Team Rocket.
Apart from the little dot in the background, you know,
it's
like...
Gonna
they did that, didn't they?
No, there was like a swirly...
No, they did wear one. Dark Mew and Chris Mew went into the space thing. I kind of think that maybe that was just a joke by the people doing the translation. Just saying. So they, get sent away by the thing. And whilst this is going on, there's all these disasters going around, like Tokyo Tower collapses in Japan.
The Eiffel Tower collapses in France.
Some god's pizza falls off a wall in China.
Yeah, Adam pointed that out. It's just like, how's that disastrous?
Yeah, it's like China's got it off easy, you know, it's just a few posters falling down.
You know what would be funny if Matt Fiji looked it like he did in one of the Godzilla films? One of the best Godzilla films, Matt Fiji just explodes and out walks Godzilla.
I feel sorry for Godzilla. It was a baby originally, just falling into buildings, and they're like, it's a monster, it wants to kill us, and it's just like, I don't want to kill you, I just keep falling over.
It does make me laugh, though, right? In that film, basically Godzilla's fighting another monster, and they both fall in to, like, the core of the planet, like there's an earthquake, and they fall down it, and you can see lava, so it's on the ocean bed, and then somehow he manages to get out of the lava, and he comes out of Mount Fuji, which I was fucking laughing at when I first watched that years ago, thank you. Back to this. So, basically, Miami Gang gets hit by tornadoes, and, you know, the foot soldiers are like, Miami Gang! And then New York gets hit by a tidal wave,
which at first didn't seem that deep.
And then New York gets flooded, like something out of Waterworld.
Yeah, within just a couple seconds, they're above a couple of skyscrapers, which are completely submerged.
No people in sight. No corpses floating around.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, where are all the corpses just floating up? They're like, oh. Well, no, better yet, because to, like, they get back there, and, like, New York's still living. Like, well, we saved the city, and there's all these fucking corpses floating by. Yep, save the city and the people.
Yay! Because up to one of the corpses takes a photograph.
Yeah, ain't that right, buddy? Chris comes out the guy's guts, like in a Deader, not Deader, Hellseeker.
Oh, don't bring that film up again.
Hang on, how long have we been talking for? 15 minutes, are you? Right. So, topic now, so we've got ahead of ourselves. But basically, they told you Dark Meep only appears after the mate of Flidden. And his first job is he basically zaps Shredder, who's already a dragon, into an even bigger dragon and a repaint. And he gets, like, Super Saiyan energy ball powers, which Splinter can, like, redirect back at him, even if it wants.
So these things can destroy buildings. But no, Splinter can block them with his hands.
So despite the Turtles trying to fight him and failing, they then get onto the helicopter, and Donatello, you know, does machines, da-da-da, like in US or teaching, what was it? Leonardo's cool, no, no, that's, Michelangelo is a party, how's that thing to go again?
Can't remember.
Leonardo's cool, Donatello does machines, that's a bad jack, Raphael is rude.
Oh, I mean the theme tune!
You listen up, Michelangelo is a party dude,
yay!
And he keeps doing silly jokes throughout this, and it just pisses them off.
Which one was the dumb one? No, in the old series, wasn't the guy in the orange mask who was
he was the party dude, the immature one, Michelangelo. But hey, Donatello, you know, Mr. does brilliant with machines, comes up with the best plan. He goes up to the monster sweater and goes, na 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 na, you can't hit me.
Whilst hanging onto a helicopter.
And then the helicopter flies away, because, you know, a giant fucking robot dragon shooting at him.
And yet he still complains they're flying too fast.
So then he manages to latch onto a building claiming, ha, I'm too close to the building, you'll accidentally blow yourself up. And then Shredder blasts the building, Donatello magically survives.
Yeah, how the hell did he do that? Maybe, where did it go?
Maybe he did that, like, ninja thing, you know, when they jump and they disappear. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
You're in the
book. You know those bad 80s films?
Where they go really quickly.
Yeah, and then they just disappear and appear, like, on the opposite end of the battlefield or something. Maybe he did that. But Shredder's blast knocks a hole in the building, which then, like, sort of, like, the crack goes around, and then it falls on top of his head, and knocking him out.
All I was thinking is these people were like, yes, we've survived the flood by getting to the top of this building. Oh, no, it's falling down.
My baby! Kitty, no!
It's alright, because it helped Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles out.
Fuck you, Chad! Fuck you! The thing is though, I watched a podcast called listened to a podcast called Fast Cry for the Gentlemen. In the back of my mind, I'm trying to imagine one of the co-hosts of that basically saying, oh man, what a fucking week. I mean, New York gets flooded and the fucking turtles they blow up my apartment building. I'm going to try and find it on YouTube and send it to them and get their reaction. Because New York's always getting fucked up. You know, Independence Day, aliens blow it up. Godzilla pretty much turns it into his nest. Cue the winged serpent, a giant monster's flying around.
It's always the capital cities, not films are.
Yeah, yeah. What makes me laugh, David Carradine's in that film. And it's basically a film about a giant winged monster from Aztec myth going around eating people. In the most horrific ways imaginable. Anywho. The look everyone gave me then. But there again, New York, London's had its fair share. There was this one called, I think it was called Ultralight. It was basically about like space vampires, and Patrick Stewart was in it. Life Force, that was it. Had like this naked chick walking around. She was basically like a space vampire. She grabbed you and then like go, and like electricity would just come out of your body and transfer into her, and you'd just be a dead husk. Off the
park. Why was she walking around naked? That's what I want to know.
Exploitative Britain movies.
Not people going, why the hell is some woman naked?
Or maybe some junk thing. Oh, a naked bird. Oh, love. Hey, what are you grabbing my head for? Apparently, I think the idea was if the process is interrupted, you'd then become like a life draining space vampire.
And you'd lose all your clothes.
Yeah, because you can't walk around with clothes on.
No,
what a crazy thing to do.
You see that clothes, it looks charred. Though what made me laugh though is the one, somehow the Prime Minister got infected. And like, when the heroes are trying to talk to Prime Minister once, he said, Mr. Prime Minister, we have to talk to you. He goes, in a second, gentlemen, he's all sweating like, first I'm Mr. Contour with the Secretary of Defence. Miss, will you kindly join me around here, please? I need some help with some documents. And they're like, you think you should help with the document carrying? He goes, well, he must be a weak Prime Minister. And then you just hear the sound of him eating that, like, drain of life force. And they're like, oh shit, Prime Minister infected, run away! And basically number 10 is full of these vampires eating people. The end of the film ends with New York under attack. People everywhere become these half vampire space things and like corpses and piles of skeletons everywhere. And I love how we've gone off topic.
Yeah, quite a bit off topic. And like I say, we've gone off topic.
Yeah, and that's why I don't know what to say to that. It's just like, it started off with naked vampire girl making everyone vampires and what's up.
The New York's flooded, they beat up Sweden and knock him out, he's like, ah, typical anime fashion. And then Dark Mew appears saying, ha, you can't beat me, I'm going to blow up the universe because I'm a cranky bitch, ha, 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 flies away. And then Sweden's like, my turtles. I'm trying to do this in the voice of, like, the good movie, Splinter. My sons, you must combine to become Saint Mutation.
Is that Splinter?
In the first film, yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking of, sorry, Shredder.
Splinter's a...
The rat, yeah.
I'm sorry, it just sounds so stupid from that bitch voice. You must combine to become Saint Mutation. You have 100 seconds to defeat her, my sons. And they combine to make Saint Mutation, they fly off in outer space.
Well, they've become this, it sort of looks like their Super Mutation, except it's white and has wings.
Like an angel.
And apparently they've got 100 seconds until our next one back.
Oh, we forgot to mention, there's this stupid recurring joke about there's an astronaut on a space shuttle, he's telling NASA, ship's going down, starts disappearing, and apparently only one guy works at NASA and he's gone on his lunch break, because it cuts to NASA and the guy's eating them at fucking McDonald's.
Does that make sense? There's NASA, like, is it the world's defence or something?
No, it's just a space observation.
I thought it was...
the whole point of the alien invasions is... They're the ones that spot aliens first in the movies. They just do satellites and monitor space exploration.
So I thought it was the people on Earth that they were saying had lost the glasses and it was the...
Yeah, so I was getting to, before I had to explain what NASA is. But, they're saying, oh, you saw you haven't lost your glasses. No! Fucking stars are disappearing! Are you sure?
And that joke went on the entire way
I just love, like, there's only one guy running NASA and he thought it was more important to gather fucking Mac and D's than to do his fucking job. I'm just saying. And why am I bringing this up? Because apparently both Dark Mew and Saint Mutation nearly knocked the fucking space shuttle out of orbit. So then they fight, but the heroes can't sync up correctly and fight as a team in their weird Megazord mode. And then it takes fucking Chris Mew to grab Dark Mew from behind, almost like she's about to rape her from behind. Because there's even a boob jiggle, by the way, which made me laugh. When she grabs it, you see the bad guy's boobs going up and down.
The bad guy's boobs?
The bad girl boobs.
Oh, right.
The cute devil.
The cute devil, yes.
I thought you meant, like, Ninja Turtles have boobs.
No! Well, not unless you count Venus from Next Mutation. She's a female turtle.
Okay.
I think class that as furry, or would that be more...
What?
I think they call that scaly.
Oh.
Yeah, but if a turtle has sex with a human, then that would be some kind of scaly. But if it was a turtle with a turtle, then it's just...
Still scaly.
No, because they're both scaly, so it'd be just like...
They don't really have scales either, so...
It's more of a case of if a turtle's doing with a turtle, it would just be normal. But if, like, I don't know, when the turtle did it with the reporter...
Okay, let's get back on topic.
It's its own special thing, Shelly.
Yeah, Sally. Oh, God.
Do you want some turtle, you know, like, in China that have turtle soup?
Anywho, so she grabs her from behind, we get a boob jiggle, like for a second, and then they have to, they're going like, "Duh, but Chris Mew, if we use our final attack, you'll be in prison too." And then Splinter appears as a spirit or some bullshit going, you know, "Oh, you have less than 20 seconds, even though his fucking speeds, them deciding that them using their final attack clearly takes longer. And then all of a sudden it's like 3 seconds after they imprisoned Dark Mew and Chris Mew. And they awaken in the subtle hangar. And the captain's like, "You guys okay?"
Yeah, how did they get on that shuttle?
Yeah, because there would be some complications.
Surely they would have died the second they split.
Well, they've had about 30 seconds, but...
The countdown clearly said 17. And I'm positive that whole rant about, you know...
But I mean, there's like a few... You can't survive for some period of time in space. I mean, they would have had, like, serious burns and been...
Have you watched Event Horizon? The second this guy in Event Horizon gets exposed to outer space, his eyeballs start fucking bleeding, and everywhere just starts... Every pore starts bleeding out blood and cracking.
Yeah, but
yeah,
would it...
your blood would evaporate out of your skin.
Would it count because of mutants and it's a cartoon?
Let's just go with it's a cartoon. Ultramorphosized an anime. Because it was made in Japan. But anywho. So Darby and Chris Mew are both in prison. Chris Mew saved the Earth for a sacrifice. Turtles lose the power with great super mutation because they're fucking idiots. They couldn't work together as a team. They're bungling, resulting in Chris Mew being in prison. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they head back saying, "Well, who's going to clean up this mess? You know, I've flooded New York and all the dead bodies."
So, most of the people in New York are dead. The city's been destroyed. Their friendly fairy friend is imprisoned for eternity.
Shredder is still out there and there's possibly army of foot soldiers at his technodrome. I say that was a good day.
Yeah, that was awesome for the turtles.
Yeah, all these people are dead.
Less people to look after.
Da 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 da.
Hey, what's her name at the reporter's now?
O'Neill. April O'Neill. She's so excited, she's got a major story to report on. It's April O'Neill, and all the people in New York are dead. It's just like Claire. Field.
She had such a smile on her face across this entire thing. The first time she sees the flooded city, massive smile.
Yay, I'm going to get an award for this, even though I'm pretty sure no one's allowed to give out the award.
Oh, even watch my television programme.
Yeah.
So it's like, why am I doing this anymore?
Oh, God. This was... God. How do you describe this? You know when you watch, say, like Simpsons, and they do a parody on something from Japan, or when a show, like Dexter or something, does a parody of a Japanese show that makes Star Lights? This is it, isn't it? It just put random shit together that makes no sense.
It feels like... someone's made this huge, massive storyline of what if this turtle thing's happened, and then stripped everything away from it, so it was just the bare essentials.
And then, like, it got, like, the opening, they got first 5 minutes from the first set, and then it's slapped on the final episode.
Do you think it could have been more than one person doing the episode? Like, someone was doing the original turtle, someone was doing the transformed turtle, someone was doing the third transformed turtles, and these people never talked to each other.
I think it's entirely possible that Mirage, Japan, Sufis and Basie made a load of toys, hired an animation studio, got Mirage and the creators of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to say okay, and Basie said, here, make us something so we can sell these toys.
But these don't look like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You're in charge now, that's make something to sell toys. Yes, sir, please don't shoot me in the fucking face.
I think there might be more plot in the opening credits than there was in this entire 30 minutes.
Well, like I said, the second one's better, and it's probably because the armor, I don't think, is like, makes a bit more sense and looks a lot better than the super fucking mutation shit.
But unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, we might have to wait a little while to watch the second.
You know what makes me laugh? People joke the live action Next Mutation is like a parody to version of Turtles, yet this actually has the Turtles who are already mutants morphing into super mutants and then combining to make a super combination thing, and oh my god.
I didn't like the second transformation of the Turtles. It didn't look like Turtles, it looked like green men with weird
Batman mask.
Yeah.
You know what makes me laugh? Shredder seriously looks like a Transformer dragon.
It's like, they're pretty much like, okay, we've spent a little bit of time working out these new mutations for all the characters. What are we going to do with Shredder? Let's just...
We've designed him so the toy can actually transform into that dragon and not look like shit.
Some guy was just like, hey, I did a duel of a dragon yesterday. Maybe we could use this.
We all like dragons.
Good job, Takeshi. Give this man a raise. Would you like to meet my overweight sister, Takeshi?
I've got a dragon.
She likes dragons, if you know what I mean. What part? Did you say she's overweight? Oh yeah, she loves bondage and dominatrix. Oh dear god, no, please, no. Ah, you love her, come on, free food. Well, I'm kind of hungry because we don't get paid much. Okay. I'm kind of also sick of living with my parents. Yeah.
That's pretty much this.
Yeah. What, you sick of me bringing weird shit for us to watch, or...?
About the dragon thing, I think it was on about.
It just pretty much explains this anime. It was watchable. It was just...
You're putting him on the spot, you're making him feel awkward.
Yeah, this is always Lee. He's just like, your opinion now!
To be fair, though, to me, it feels like, you know, whenever, say, like, Dexter or... some US cartoon does an episode about a Japanese show. What we just watched feels like that Japanese made-up show. They just throw random shit together that doesn't really make sense. You know, it's like I said earlier, you know, that how it should have ended, should have been Michelangelo waking up saying, oh, I had this weirdest dream, and lying on the floor is like a comic or a manga from Japan. With what looks like the same mutation on it, or something weird like that.
It would have made sense if it wasn't a drug trip. Like, maybe
you can believe that
do
Michelangelo.
Yeah.
He is a he's a party dude after all.
Party dude, man.
In the opening titles, you see him dancing to disco. But, yeah.
No, well, the only piece that they had was from the signpost. I was so disappointed. You have to have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with pizza eating it, like, 3 times at least in the show.
So grades, or we summed it up?
I'd say it was watchable, but you shouldn't watch it. There's no purpose of it whatsoever.
I say I like the old style cartoon bits, but then when it was just turned into weird mutation and then weird mutation upon mutation, my mind just went, I fucking don't want to watch this anymore.
I say, if you've not seen it, give it a try, but there's not really a rewatch value.
And if you've not watched one of the other Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles series, go to that one first.
Yeah.
Leave this one to last.
Yes, yeah. No. I'd leave the next mutation for last.
Good point. This I meant with the cartoon series.
This isn't even the weirdest thing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles I've ever actually seen, you know. I've seen weirder.
Yeah, but then if it's been in Japan, then...
No. It's about when they had to watch the next mutation. They did a two-part crossover with Power Rangers.
Power Rangers versus Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah, they actually made it.
How the fuck would that go down?
Apparently, according to Sabam, it's set in the same universe.
And how the hell...
It's not even the original Power Rangers, it's the Space Power Rangers. It's the sixth season Power Rangers. You know, the Rangers who were, like, brought in to replace the original cast midway through Series 5. They're the ones that meet the Turtles. It's not Tommy, Jason, Kimberly and me, it's TJ, Andros, Ashley, and Carlos and that.
My God.
So it's the Power Rangers who, you know, they're called the Power Rangers in space, who have a spaceship meeting the Turtles because the Turtles get kidnapped by the baddie and brainwashed.
Oh, so the Turtles are evil, or brainwashed evil.
Then they turn good, and then you have them teaming up at the end, fighting the bad guy, in one of the most bizarrely choreographed fights I've ever seen.
Well, didn't the Power Rangers go for a second, like, what the fuck are we fighting? The green? They're not people.
They probably just think they're monsters from outer space.
Huh.
They even joke, you know. They go, wow, we thought you guys were like an urban myth. And like, one of the Turtles goes, yeah, we thought the same too about you guys. Because, you know, Power Rangers aren't real, even though we're giant human or we're talking animals. You know, Power Rangers aren't real.
It's like all that video footage of Beverly Hills being destroyed, definitely fake.
Yeah! Can we buy a spaceship? Thank you, that's another review for another time. Later, folks.
Night, everyone.
Oh, you want me to say hi?
Sorry.
What happened to Scorpio?
Don't start this now.
What happened to Scorpio?
Jamie Rock!
After summer comes the blitz.
Could've, should've, would've. Doesn't change the fact that we've got you right where we want you.
Face it, Mr. Dent. I am not I, nor will I ever be her.
Let him be, Bastion!
That's so cute seeing you take that role so seriously.
So, Basol Gaptai! Deutarkus!
Modify the central guiding. Auto Blitz, parts 1 and 2. Coming soon.
At your service, Gosudin-sama.